It is the end of the road for Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum.
Well, this presidential race for us is over for me, and we will suspend our campaign effective today. We are not done fighting.
Joining us live this morning, Juana Summers, national political reporter for Politico, who has been traveling with the Santorum campaign. Juana, Santorum had said that he spent some time with his three-year-old daughter who had been in the hospital recently. It changed his perspective, but a lot of people think it was really the polling in Pennsylvania that changed his perspective.
You know, the Santorum campaign has not been very forthcoming as to which of those things played more heavily. A Santorum chief strategist told me that he really didn't want to guess or approximate which one of those things mattered more, but that certainly looking at the map and seeing if there was a realistic chance, even with the win in Pennsylvania, that they could amass those 1,144 delegates needed to win the nomination was certainly important, as was taking some time over the weekend with the health scare for his daughter and seeing, you know, what kind of parent you want to be. Those were both playing very heavily in his calculations to end his presidential bid yesterday.
Do you get the sense that this is a decision that really was made at that table over the weekend, or this is a decision that has been in the making for some weeks?
You know, as someone who has spent a whole lot of time with the Santorum campaign, I've been covering them since February, I can tell you that we did not have any indications prior to perhaps around the last couple of days that Rick Santorum was considering leaving this race. It had always been full steam ahead. I believe I asked him as early as Wednesday before he took some scheduled time off for the Easter holiday, what's the deal? Do you get out before Pennsylvania? And his response was, I've been getting this question asked for 7 or 8 months. Everyone wants to know why we're going to get out of the race. We just keep moving. It seemed to me that Pennsylvania and winning that primary was something they believed they can do, was in that size, and that this certainly was a decision that was made quite recently.
Well, you probably see it better than anyone traveling with the camp, with any campaign, really. It's tough on a family, any family.
You know, it is a grueling schedule, particularly when you're someone like Rick Santorum, who has seven kids ages 21 to 3 years old, and particularly a child with special needs at home. It is a grueling schedule, and Rick Santorum, as he often says, and I can attest to, took about, before the Easter holiday, had only taken about 5 days off since June. It is a particularly grueling schedule for anyone, but particularly someone in his situation, yeah.
Those of us from afar looking at the campaign that Santorum was running felt that there was, you know, bad blood between him and the Romney campaign. Enough so that maybe this isn't the greatest endorsement to follow and the greatest effort to get the candidate elected in November?
You know, and Rick Santorum has not endorsed yet, though we do expect him to do so and to work with Romney if/when he becomes the Republican nominee. But there is that sense, obviously, Rick Santorum was one of Romney's harshest critics, saying that Romney, due to the Massachusetts health care law, was uniquely unqualified to be president because of his support of that issue. So I do think there will be some questions surrounding that, and that's certainly an attack line that Democrats will seize on, given what kind of role Rick Santorum could play in being a surrogate for Mitt Romney. I think that's something certainly to watch as we move into the fall and the general election.
Juana, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.
Juana Summers, national political reporter for Politico, had been traveling with the Santorum campaign.